Hi! You're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about how to express feelings instead of judgments. Yep, we're talking about something that can be so subtle, so insidious, so very destructive to your relationship, and yet you might have no idea at all that you're expressing it. What is it? Contempt. And if it's been seeping into your conversations with your partner, they may be hearing judgments instead of your feelings. What does contempt sound like? Here's a couple of examples. You went to the store and didn't ask me if I needed anything. Don't you ever think of anyone else but yourself? Or, I can't believe you're late again. What's the matter with you? I'm never late. Can you hear those negative judgments oozing into the conversation? That's contempt. And although you may feel you're just expressing your genuine feelings, this kind of lashing out with judgment can really hurt your partner and cause major lingering resentment. But contempt doesn't just come out in words. It can be your facial expressions too, like rolling your eyes, sneering, shaking your head in disgust, or suddenly going totally silent and stonewalling. But whichever way you express it, contempt says to your partner, "I don't respect you, I'm superior to you, and I want you to know it." The repercussions of that can be completely destructive to your relationship. So what's the antidote to contempt? Expressing your feelings and longings, and doing it with compassion. And here's 3 steps to do just that. First, make a clear statement of what you're feeling. Next, state a request or longing of what you would like to happen. And then offer an invitation to open a discussion. So rather than saying, "You forgot to walk the dog again? What is wrong with you? I always remember." Instead say, "I get nervous when the dog doesn't get to go out for a long period of time because I'm afraid she'll have an accident in the house. Is there a way we can figure this out together? What do you think?" So first, you're giving a clear statement of what you're feeling, which in this example is nervous and afraid. Then you've communicated a request or longing, such as, "Since we use our calendars for who is cooking dinner that night, can we use it for reminders of when and who is walking the dog?" And finally, you've offered an invitation to open a discussion with the question, "What do you think?" So rid your conversations of contempt with your partner. Shift your thinking. Let go of the judgment. And show genuine compassion and empathy when airing your feelings. It's one of the best things you can do for your relationship and your future happiness together. Today's small thing. The next time you have a grievance to air with your partner, think before you speak. Get rid of any judgment. And use the 3 steps to a compassionate conversation. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.